Day 42, April 15th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 91 and was written by the Reverend Rebecca McGee, class of 2009. An unusual thing happened when I began serving a new church. As I would randomly walk through the sanctuary, I would find a Bible open on the communion rail. It was there every time I just happened to be in the sanctuary. So each time I would put the Bible back in the pew where there was an open spot. It was a bit of a mystery to me. By about the third time, I realized that the Bible was always open to Psalm 91, a beautiful psalm calling on God for protection. Protection from the hunter's trap, deadly sickness, the terrors at night, and arrows that fly in daylight. And of course, God does protect and save us, giving us all refuge, serving as our protective shield from anything which threatens to harm us. A month or two later, I shared the mystery of the open Bible during a leadership meeting. It was then that the lay leader shared that he has keys to the church, something I had not known, and that ever since his youngest child, a son who was a member of a special forces unit of the army, had been deployed to Afghanistan, he had been starting his day in the sanctuary, praying Psalm 91 on behalf of his son. He continued to do this every day for about a year and a half in total, until his son returned safely to the United States. What incredible faithfulness this father demonstrated in praying fervently for the safety of his son. Hopefully, we all know we can trust our Heavenly Father to protect us, like this earthly father trusted God to protect his son. For God tells us in Psalm 91:15, "Whenever you cry out to me, I'll answer. I'll be with you in troubling times. I'll save you and glorify you." We aren't always spared from the hazards of life, but we are promised the presence of the one who will serve as our refuge, the one who will save us, the one who will always answer us when we cry out. Today's prayer. Almighty God, we are so incredibly grateful to you for protecting us from those things which could endanger us. Help us to trust you and to know that whatever circumstances may arise in our lives, you will always hear our cries and accompany us.